News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The report, Future Business Model Plans and Long-Term Vision for the Media Sector, is launched today by the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Tourism, Culture, Arts, Sports and Media. Joining us now is Niamh Smith, the Cavan TD and Chair of that joint committee. I suppose the key question, Niamh, is has the committee decided in terms of how public sector broadcasting and RTE will be funded?
Good morning, Shane, to you and your listeners. Yes, well, it is a very substantial and comprehensive report, as you'll see today. There's, I think, 29 recommendations in all of it, and we cover key areas. Now, we do cover funding, we cover digital development and digital transformation, we cover tourism, disinformation and misinformation, which I know is something that's key in most people's minds today, community and the regional sector as well. But to answer your question specifically, yes, the committee has made a recommendation of the abolition of the TV licence as we know it. I think there's a broad understanding and agreement that it, as it were, as it, the mechanism is in place at the moment, doesn't work. We have huge evasion around the TV licence, albeit we cannot forget that it does bring in a significant figure when you think of 156 million in 2022. But that said, the committee has broad agreement that the TV licence as it stands doesn't work, and that the government will have to come up with a mechanism. But largely saying, though, that exchequer funding be provided for
funding to replace the licence fee. Is that a unanimous view of the committee?
I can't say it's unanimous. It's not my own personal one, Jane. It would still be.
You don't agree with it yourself personally.
Personally, I've always been of the view that while the TV licence doesn't work, some form of public contribution towards public service broadcasting is important. However, I do respect that the overarching view of the committee itself, and we did take a vote, and it is that public service broadcasting has to be funded in a more streamlined way, and that be exchequer funding is what is recommended from the committee. But it is important to say that it is recommended that it be managed through Commissioner Mann rather than to give that sort of independence from government, and I think that may help the government in their difficulty.
I mean, I think the point will be made. I mean, I understand there's a distance there with Commissioner Mann, but he who pays the piper calls the tune. If the Exchequer's writing the checks, they have a hold over public service broadcasting. There is a serious question about the independence of public service broadcasting if the state is writing the checks.
Yes. And that has always been my view too. And I know even at government level, there is a differencing of minds on that one too. I know
party leader is very much against Exchequer funding. And I think many government ministers, Pascal Donoghue included, are against. Catherine Martin seems to be in favour of Exchequer funding.
That would be correct. And we have a new Minister for Finance, and my understanding is he would be of the view too that arm's length approach from the government and that independence from the government for whatever government might be in the day, whoever that might be, is critically important, not just for public service broadcasting and those who are providing it, but for the general public, that they can be certain that that arm's length approach is there. And I think that that's something we have to be mindful. I think the government would be very mindful of that.
Can I put it to you, Niamh? And to be fair, you've come out and said you do favour some kind of charge for the public, so I am conscious of that when I put this question, but I'm going to put it nonetheless. Is this not a typical cop-out from politicians? Let's take the easy option. People don't like paying a licence fee, so let's just abolish it, and as usual the state can pick up the tab.
Yeah, well, I would agree with you. Now, I mean, it has to be said, the Exchequer will pay one way or another. There's no doubt about that. And I'm also mindful of the fact that not just RTE, public service broadcasters like your good selves and News Talk and right across the country, there's lots of people and lots of entities and organisations doing that really, really important work. And we know, particularly against a backdrop of misinformation, disinformation, and we see how democracy has been thwarted because of that. And we're also mindful, again, to the public service broadcasters are really up against it in terms of the social media platforms that are out there and where people are consuming their news and the change of patterns how people are consuming their news. So it is a difficult one. I certainly wouldn't be for the easy option of just, you know, writing the cheque and exchequer funding, but I have to respect.
Yeah, the majority, I accept as chair, you must do that. Listen, thanks indeed for talking to us, Niamh Smith, Chair of the Oireachtas Media Committee there that have basically made a finding to say from that, well, it's not binding on the government, but they're recommending the licence fee be abolished and the Exchequer come in and foot the bill, which seems to be par for the course in Irish.
Can't see anyone paying in the licence now going forward, can you?
No, no.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.